Howdy, friends. Greg Milby here, and welcome to the 103rd edition of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast. On this podcast, we recite and discuss lyrics to great country hits and what we realize is a useless attempt at converting our non-country music-loving friend Kenny into a fan. But we went this long, why stop now? Tonight, it's Morgan Wallen, Sand in My Boots, on the 103rd attempt of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast. There he is, Dr. Chuckles, Joe Bennett.
Yes, and I'm here with some sand in my New Balances.
Captain Poetry, Eric Clemens.
It feels, no, it sounds so good to be here tonight.
And not a fan, Kenny Rambo.
Hey. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're like, wait a minute, these guys sound different.
Are my ears big?
Yes.
Are my ears doing?
Are they playing tricks on me? No. No, they're not playing tricks on you.
We spent all our sponsor money on voice lessons.
Wait, we have sponsor money?
Had.
We had voice lessons?
Had.
No, we got new mics.
Yay, new mics.
Yeah. So obviously of all of us in the room, Greg is the mic nerd. So hit us with that sweet, sweet mic knowledge because these are sweet.
Well, these are the traditional podcasting microphones known as the Shure SM7B. This is the hottest podcasting and vocal mic out there.
Are they sponsoring us?
They should.
Did they give us these for free?
Well, they were on sale.
Cool.
Yeah. Kenny practically stole them. They were that much of a deal.
And did we steal them? That's the only way we can afford these. Yeah.
They are nice. It feels like they feel heavy. They look professional.
Yeah, I can't wait to break mine.
So that's cool. How was everybody's New Year?
I thought we had a new guy joining this week.
Really?
Yeah, when you all said there was a new mic.
Oh,
yeah.
Can he take my place?
No.
So, could we do the podcast one week where one of us is on an old mic? And would you be able to tell how different it was?
Well, I mean, technically, I guess I could do that now. So, Eric, talk.
So this is,
that sounds terrible.
I hate it.
Okay, if you're listening to this podcast, do not listen to the previous 102 because they're hot garbage. I can tell you that right now. My ears.
Oh, there it is. Wow. Much better.
Wow, that
mic processing.
Yeah, when you listen to it on 2-speed, it probably doesn't make a difference either way. I just got to get through this. How was everybody's New Year's?
It was good. Not as good as you and Eric.
We went to a Western themed New Year's party, and Eric looked he dressed up, him and his wife dressed up like Rip and Beth from Yellowstone, and you looked dead up like Rip.
I've been told that I looked more like Rip than Rip looks like Rip.
Okay.
Yellowstone's already called.
Yeah. What?
And they said, if anything ever happens to Rip, would you fill in for him as his stunt double? When he rides horses from a distance. And I said, that's high praise. Yeah, I'll do that.
They didn't want you for your acting? They didn't see you in the Eric and Joe show?
Apparently not. That's on them, though.
You could be an actor, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of roles where you just bug your eyes out and forget your lines. So.
Well, I think that's why you pulled this Rip thing off so well, is you didn't have any lines.
Yeah, I didn't have to talk.
You didn't have to focus on anything.
Just every now and then you got to take someone to the train station. My driving skills are okay.
Do you watch Yellowstone? I
do not.
Yeah, it you don't. Like you really don't.
No,
we're starting this week.
Wait. You don't watch it either?
No.
And I refuse to be on a podcast where you guys try to convince me to watch Yellowstone. That's where I draw the line.
It's so good.
Actually, I was in a meeting today, and Yellowstone was referenced a couple of times, and there was just this assumption that I must be in, and it was a whole weird thing.
When are you going to start this?
What?
Watching it?
I'm not.
Oh, you're not. When are you starting?
This week.
You're not going to get anything
done. It's on your calendar?
Well, I just decided to. Because, look, my wife has a brain injury. So she doesn't remember watching some of the stuff we've watched. So now she's re-watching it, and I don't want to watch it again. So I've decided let's commit to something that's going to take a while, and that's Yellowstone. And I've been too cheap to buy the Paramount subscription.
Yeah, you're going to breeze through it. So, like, literally, He's not getting any work done for the next 7 days.
Oh, good to know.
It's like, well,
glad these mics are set up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I were just now introduced to Yellowstone, I wouldn't get anything done for the next week.
I'm not going to spoil anything. There's just it. I feel like it starts super hot, and then it kind of mellows out. I've been more into it this season though, and it's the the current season.
Joe's being a Debbie Downer. It's fantastic.
The first two seasons are awesome. First couple are awesome.
Look, I was a late bloomer on Breaking Bad.
Oh.
And it did not disappoint.
No, it did not.
I'm going to say Breaking Bad was okay.
Yeah,
I'm just bad at TV.
You officially can't take Eric's advice.
Yeah, no, I mean, I liked it.
No.
I enjoyed it. No. I breezed through it.
No.
It was okay.
It's intense. It was intense the entire time.
I wanted Peter. No, what was his name?
The main guy?
Yeah, what's his name?
Walter?
His character, Walter. No. Wanted Walter White.
Don't say anything.
Why?
You can't spoil it. These people are,
to who?
Well, people might be like, they haven't watched it.
Oh, it's on my list of things to watch that are 20 years old.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil
it. Okay, I wanted it to turn out differently. I'll just say that.
Okay. Kenny, you said you're bad at TV?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I have trouble getting traction. I don't have the attention span for it.
Gosh, I'm so good at TV. Or maybe the time.
Kind of like talking about country songs on a podcast about country songs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd probably watch more TV if I didn't have this big commitment.
Closest we got so far is Lainey Wilson is in Yellowstone.
That's true.
And she's a country artist. That's as close as we've gotten to talking about country music. But anyway.
I mean, I'm so good at TV.
Yeah?
I'm too good at it. I need to not be as good at it.
I like documentaries.
I
watched The Last Blockbuster.
Is that this on Netflix?
I haven't seen that yet. Is it good?
It's pretty decent.
I do enjoy stuff like that. I like stuff that is like consumable without a commitment.
There you go.
Everyone's seen Pepsi, Where's My Jet? Right?
Oh, man.
I haven't seen that one yet.
That was really good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
People are like,
writing
that down.
Making a Murder. Y'all seen Making a Murder?
Apparently, there was a Pepsi, Where's My Jet, before that, back in the 1940s. Hmm? Some product had promised to take somebody, send them to Mars, if they collected 900 bottle caps or something.
Really?
And this guy did it, and then sued them. So the company actually sent him.
I would have sent him to Mars then.
Well, they
we tried.
They gave him a spacesuit. And took him to Mars, Germany.
Well, that's all right.
So they covered it that way.
In the Pepsi, I told Kenny and Eric this, but in the Pepsi versus what was it called? Whatever it's called. Yeah. They were doing those promotions in the 90s. Well, Coke did one where you would get a can, you open up the can, and then instead of the cola, it would pop up out of the hole there. Cash. Do you remember this?
I don't remember that.
So nobody.
I have a very vague recollection of this.
Every time I tell people, no one remembers it. And so for a while, I thought it was like Mandela effect. Like maybe I made this up because no one remembered it. And it was in that documentary because I actually won $5 from that promotion. I remember I kept the can for years.
So you did. I was like Kenny. I vaguely remember this. But so was it a spring? Like.
Yeah, as soon as you popped the can open, it would pop up, and the can felt real, like it felt like a normal.
It felt
can
weighted.
Of Coke.
What was weighting it though?
I never opened it up and inspected.
Like
I
have sand no idea. Or something?
No, I mean it felt like liquid inside.
Really?
Yeah.
Speaking of sand, Morgan Wallen sings a song called "Sand in My Boots," recorded by Morgan.
Not interesting.
Released in 2021, went to number one. Written by Ashley Gorley Hardy and Josh Osborne.
Hardy.
And that will be featured at some point on this episode of Lyrics and Laughs once we get through the pre-show.
So I looked up the songwriters and I was like, man. Okay, so this Ashley Gorley is from Danville, Kentucky.
Hmm.
And I was like, man, that's awesome. Like, cool, girls,
the state's original capital.
Yeah, down home girls made it big. And then I started looking through and like, oh my gosh, she's written like a ton of hits, a bunch. It's like, okay, I want to see what Ashley Gorley looks like. Ashley Gorley's a guy.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. I was way off.
Reminds me of a fun story. We're playing pickup basketball one night. And one of the guys that we're playing with, his name is Stacy. And on the opposing team, we meet, you know, this new group. And there's a guy named Ashley. And as they introduce one another, Ashley says to Stacy, not knowing that he's Stacy, "Hey, man, I'm Ashley." And he looks at him and says, "That's a girl's name." This guy, like, you know, immediately he's swole up. He's ready to go. And quickly was let off the hook when Stacy was like, "Yeah, no, man, I get it. My name's Stacy. I'm just messing with you."
How many? Like,
it was pretty good.
There are a lot of those names. Like, my daughter is Sydney.
Yeah.
Which is traditionally, I guess, it is a guy's name. You know, S-I-D.
Portier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter is Dylan.
Yeah. So now it's like Sydney, in my mind, now has become more of a girl's name. You don't see a lot of boy Sydneys anymore. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. The Sydneys that I think of, like, that I know are girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It started with Sydney Prescott and Scream.
And you think so?
Yeah.
You think that's so. What did it?
And before that,
there wasn't one.
There were no girls named Sydney other than her.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up real quick.
How does that happen? Also, Australia, though? Australia was named Sydney.
How do names pivot like that?
It is weird. Yeah. Like, is Joseph ever going to become a girl's name? I mean, there is a Joey. Joey Adams is an actress.
Yeah.
There's no Greg girl. Girl, no. Gregs.
No.
I don't see a girl Erics. Erica.
Erica.
Kenny. The Y, though, does lend itself to being.
Kenny.
Yeah. Kenny. Like Ashley.
Yeah. K-N-N-I-E.
There we go.
Yeah.
Kylie. That may be the closest.
Might be the next big thing is Kenny.
You think we'll ever just run out of names? Like, that why people are creating them now?
Oh, they come up with some really creative ones.
Yeah. Elon Musk came up with a couple doozies, if I do remember.
Good point.
I can't even pronounce one of them. It's like,
numbers and stuff, right?
A weird spelling of what I think is a relatively modern name was a real irritation to me this week. So... You guys caught a little bit of the office.
Yeah.
I was judging just based on the spelling of this person's name in an email. I'm like, she's got to be the worst.
Well, and to go to that point, our artist this week is Morgan Wallen.
Huh?
Morgan. And I have known girls
named Wallen.
Named Wallen. Yeah. You're spot on.
I don't know that I know a single, other than, like, I don't know him, obviously. Morgan Freeman is a man, but... Every Morgan that I've known personally is a girl.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Okay. Fair.
I
had got a friend whose last name was Morgan, and we referred to him by his last name a lot.
But why does that happen? Why does that, why do certain names become, like, start off as a more masculine name, but then eventually become more feminine or vice versa?
Yeah.
Boils down to a dad that didn't want to give up. He wanted a son, didn't have a son, had a daughter, so they
carried the name.
You think that's how they get flipped?
Or just people wanting to be different.
I wish you would have named your daughter Rambo. Rambo, Rambo.
Rambo, Rambo.
It's not too late.
So,
I mean, what's your son's middle name?
It is Danger.
Yeah.
That's not a family name, though.
Cooper's middle name literally changed in the labor and delivery room.
Really?
Yeah. So Mindy has, you know, we're blended families. She's got three from previous marriage. We have our three together. Cooper was our first together. And all of the older ones have a middle name that has some sort of family significance. And we just hadn't arrived on anything like that with Cooper. So Cooper's middle name was going to be Knox, K-N-O-X, which I really liked. I just thought it was tough. Fort Knox has a lot to do with our family. Well, it's why. Like, this is home for me. My grandfather relocated here when he joined the Army for World War II. So that was the plan. And laying in, like, labor and delivery, Mindy's like, "I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't want his middle name to be Knox. Can we use my dad's middle name, Alan?" Like, what are you going to say? Like, you're laying here about to deliver a baby. Like, yes, whatever you want. Like,
guess this will be the toughest thing we do tonight.
So.
I thought you were going to say his middle name is like El Camino, and you wanted to...
No, he was, like, going to be
symbolic of where...
He was going to be Cooper Knox Rambo, but he is Cooper Allen Rambo.
So he is Carr.
Yeah.
He's
C-A-R, yep.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
So,
and what's Sydney's middle name?
She'll never. Well, just recently she learned how to spell it, and it's Hallelujah.
Could she teach me how to spell it?
I had to learn how to spell it because of
and
her.
Will named her, right?
He did. Yeah, we were. When we found out Andrew was pregnant, we
prayed for her. So cool.
We could drop the whole country song stuff and just do stories with Joe.
Yeah, just an investigation.
So and we were praying, and so we pray for baby Sydney, and Will said, Hallelujah. And we were like, I was like, that's it. That's the middle name.
I have a vivid memory of trying to convince my mom to name my youngest brother, who is Andrew, 7 Up, because I was wearing a shirt. And like I remember, like, it was one of those situations
that's a lifetime of hate.
Yeah, like where I like pitched this to my mom, and like we just really had a good laugh about it, and we're cutting up, and I was persistent about, like, I would have been younger than 6, because as Andrew once put it on my birthday, he was like, man, you're nearly a decade older than me. And I'm like, nope, I'm still the same amount older than you as I've always been. It was as if I was like going to get to a decade older than you. Like, that's not how it works, man.
We couldn't decide between 7-Up or Sprite, so we settled for Sierra Mist.
Mist Rambo.
Today we're featuring Morgan Cole Wallen. That's his middle name.
Oh, Cole.
Cole.
Could that be a girl?
C-O-A-L.
Could that be a girl?
Cole? I think so. I think Cole would be a cool girl's name.
Yeah, Nicole, being short in Nicole.
All I call her is Cole.
Yeah, we have a friend.
There you go. Song number one, released in 2021, so a newer song. Lots of talk about Morgan Wallen over the years, of his short career.
It is, but it's weird. It feels like he just all of a sudden exploded and was everywhere in country music. Now, in the beginning, it was because of the music, and then for other reasons later on.
But he went from doing very small venues and clubs to stadiums very fast.
Yes.
It wasn't one of those gradual things where you did a club and then you opened up for somebody else. It was like he went club, stadium, boom.
Yeah.
Selling out multiple dates.
Net worth? We haven't played this game in a while.
Oh, wow.
What do we think his net worth is?
Wow.
Oh. Okay, so I know he does co-write some of his songs.
Okay.
Not all. This one is not one he wrote, for instance, but he does have some co-writing revenue coming in.
Man, I'm going to go $10
million. Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking.
I think that's on the high end too.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 7. That's what popped in my head initially. I'll just stick with that.
8.5. He's worth $5 million.
Okay,
which I thought was low.
No, I don't think he's like.
I mean,
he's still his.
He's obviously not getting that concert ticket money, or he'd be worth that after one concert.
So he's getting good concert money. He's not getting good royalty cash, because they're not selling albums like they used to.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do this. Morgan Freeman's net worth.
Oh, my gosh.
Double or triple his?
Triple. Triple.
I think.
Five times that.
I would say for sure triple.
Yeah, I mean, I would easily say triple.
Okay. Who's going to do that research?
Eric, that seems like a you thing.
Yeah.
So did you all watch The Voice? Like, did you ever watch it?
Yes. I always watch the blind auditions. And then they lose me.
Okay.
And then I come back near the end.
Kenny, you're not good at TV.
But I'll catch it occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first few seasons I was into, like, I thought, oh, this is a cool concept. But you're right. After the blind auditions, it does kind of lose some of its luster. And I, like, when I first heard of Morgan Wallen, I had dropped off The Voice. I wasn't into it. But he was originally a contestant on The Voice.
Oh, okay.
Now, whose team do you think he was on?
I mean, the assumption would be the Shelton dude.
Blake Shelton, Blake, right? Yeah. That's what you would think.
Yeah, but he wasn't. Adam got him.
Eventually.
Okay.
But his first person was Usher. U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. Now, maybe we'll tell me what you wanted to. That was for Kenny.
So. Thank you.
All right, Morgan Freeman.
Yep.
Net worth. We had a 3 times, so $15 million.
I think he's higher than 15, though.
Oh. I think he's worth $50 million.
50, okay.
I think that's high.
Yeah, I'm going to say he is 8 times the net value, so $40 million.
$40 million.
I'm going I think it's 30.
30. Morgan Freeman is worth $250 million.
Whoa!
Shawshank Redemption reruns.
For over 20 years, I mean, had,
when you get casted as God multiple times.
I forgot about
Dude,
that.
Dude, I would never have guessed.
Wow. And he had to pay his ex-wife nearly $200 million, so he would be worth significantly more had he not had to do that.
I wonder how much money he's made on, like, Shawshank.
For over 20 years, he has been one of the most famous and highest paid actors in Hollywood.
I mean, he is prolific. That's true. Like, I didn't think about how many movies he's been in, but I just...
Oh, Andy.
Well, and the voice... Yeah, that's right. The voiceover stuff. I mean, that's got to be some money.
Wow.
Okay.
That's... Okay. 250.
Well, he might have been one of those actors along the way that said, hey, I'll do it for this small amount of money, but I want a portion of the profits. Yeah. That could be part of it too.
But he didn't get his, like, I mean, he was in stuff when he was younger, but I believe, I don't think he got his real, like he was older when he became famous.
Yeah.
Driving Miss Daisy. I think that was like one of the big ones that kind of set him off. And then it was, but of course that's like late 80s. Yeah. I think.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, going through his list, like some things I'd even forgotten about, but he was in, let's go back here. Well,
he's in the Batman movies.
Yeah. All the Batman movies.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Driving Miss Daisy. But, he was in the movie that, with Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty.
Yes.
Oh man.
I mean, Shawshank, of course.
So many. But there was another one that we always forget about. The Bucket List, which was a big one. Evan Almighty. There we go.
Oh, Bucket List with him and...
Jack Nicholson.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, Batman Begins. But he was also... He's done all the voiceover work for, like, National Geographic, March of the Penguins. He was in Million Dollar Baby. That's the other one I was thinking of that was a big blockbuster.
The Lego Movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Along Came a Spider. I mean, literally.
I forgot about March of the Penguins.
That was huge.
That was big.
By the way, I'm real into animal videos. We're going to get to the lyrics right after this. I'm real into animal videos right now. Right. And when I say right now, I mean my life. I was on elephants for a while. And why
were you on elephants specifically?
Just because they're hilarious, man.
Like, and?
I don't even remember now.
I made a hand.
We don't even have to say anything. Everybody knows what you said.
There was a fact that I learned about elephants. It was very...
What was the fact?
I'll talk to you off air about it.
Factually.
Their trunk...
Their ding-dongs.
Their ding-dongs are similar to their trunk in that they can use it as like a prop, a leg.
Like I once... This is, you know...
That's not why I got into the videos.
And it's not why people listen to this podcast.
I once saw an elephant.
I don't know why people listen to this podcast.
Drinking a Pepsi. And he was holding that Pepsi with his tallywhacker. God. That's, I was like, well, there's his jet.
I've gotten into pandas recently.
Pandas?
Yeah. If you're, dude, you've got to watch, just search pandas falling. It is hilarious.
Yeah, we lost 30 minutes at the office the other day because of that.
If you want to waste some time, go to get into Fainting Goats.
Oh, dude, that's, oh, gosh, that was like, that was my gateway drug.
I'm not into animal videos because I don't want to go on record saying that, but,
but I saw
something the other day that, I want to say it was maybe a red panda, mm-hmm. and if they're spooked, they stand up on their legs and like raise their arms to like be more intimidating. And it's kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yes. Yeah. When he got in the red panda suit.
You got it. Yep. So it's immediately what I thought of.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't have any youngsters around and you can deal with one bad word, then just look up the cat that bit Linda. Just Google that. And you'll find it.
See, I didn't have red panda on the lyrics and laugh bingo card. Bingo card. I didn't have Morgan Freeman on there either.
Dude, that should... Okay.
Morgan Freeman, you should have.
No. Greg, you need to do this for real. You need to make a bingo card. We don't know about it.
Okay.
And you just write random things on there.
Have you seen the two IU student athletes from the basketball team that are giving each other things to work into their post-game press conference?
No, but I love it.
Oh, it is
fantastic. It is so good. Yeah.
I'm serious. You need to create a bingo card of random phrases, words, whatever. You know, you would have never thought Knight Rider would have come in on the last episode,
but boy,
get in me, David Hasselhoff.
And you could have marked
you know what,
off.
It sounds even worse when it's processed.
That's dude. What Knight Rider said.
Okay, if you are a loyal listener and you are dedicated and a weirdo, and you want to create a bingo card, please send it to Greg.
Andrew, just bring it across the street. Hey, Bobby Thompson, I can drive through Glendale. Just let me know. I'll pick it up for
you. Right. Easy. We got a lot of show left, and you've already named half our fans.
I know. Well, I got it in before the halfway point.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough. Wait, we're already, 26 minutes. Dang.
Yeah. Not one lyric. I mean, we've mentioned Morgan Wallen, and there's been some brief conversation.
So how many country albums has Morgan Freeman released?
Morgan Freeman?
Yeah. Is that not what we're doing here?
There was sand in my boots.
Oh, I said, Andy, do you have sand in your boots? Which, ironically, they ended up at the beach.
That's right.
And now, if I'm spoiling that.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, I think it's about that time.
To get in me, David Hasselhoff. I don't know.
And now, a reading.
She asked me where I was from. I said, somewhere you've never been to. Like, why is this chick asking me where I'm from? What in the world? Little town outside of Knoxville, hidden by some dogwood trees. Those must be big dogwood trees to hide.
That's a little town.
Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my Red Wings on the beach.
I think we got to stop.
I think we do too. So did Red Wings sponsor this song?
No, I think this is just like in the way we use Chevrolet in songs.
Okay.
Because we're going to get to a Chevrolet, actually.
Yeah, we are.
In a minute.
Yeah.
What else could you use
besides Red Wings?
I don't know. Justin?
Dan Post. Mm.
Justin, they have boots, right?
Yeah, Justin, yeah. That's, I mean.
But that doesn't.
Justin and Red Wing are like the Nike and Reebok of boots, I guess.
Red Wings is poetic, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, have you ever walked on the beach in your boots?
I have not.
No. Why would anybody do that?
Yeah, I've done it.
What?
We were out taking pictures or something and just wore my boots. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I have boots.
I don't have a lot of boots. I don't what? Have Red Wings. But I've never even packed boots to go to the beach.
Yeah.
Why were your boots with you at the beach?
I don't know.
I mean, Tell us.
I take my boots.
Why'd you take them?
Why wouldn't I take them? Like spring break, it's like a little cold outside. You're in Panama City. Like it's March. I don't know.
No, this isn't tracking for me, bud.
No. You go to Myrtle Beach, which is really cold at spring break because it's too far north, and you have your boots.
Again, no. Casual tennis shoe at most.
Jeans maybe with tennis shoes.
All I wore for a long time were boots.
And they let you on the beach?
I didn't see no boots allowed. Jeez.
Just Eric out in the wind. This with his boots.
I had no shirt on.
Listen, getting the sand in these boots isn't my only worry. Okay.
Ow. I don't know. I was obviously in good company, I guess. This guy did it.
Well, where is this? Where do you think this girl's from? Because she's saying, you know, she's trying to talk with his accent. I'm assuming it's like a spring break, summer vacation kind of thing.
And the boots are probably what caused her to wonder where he's from.
Yeah, well, in the accent, I assume, right?
Sure.
She's a local. Like,
you think she's local?
Yeah, I just always thought she's a local. I don't know what beach they're on, but
oh, I never took it that way. I thought it was a...
No.
I always took it as that...
If a guy is in boots at the beach, the only beach they're at is Panama City Beach.
Yeah.
Which, like, I mean, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably true.
The redneck Riviera, right?
We went on a mission trip in Florida. You take your boots because you're working.
Now, don't try to bring your boots into this discussion.
Yeah, we're just saying, I've had boots in Florida. Sue me. Yeah, I felt like she was a local. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to find out she's not. But, doesn't she leave at some point or something?
It feels like they've met, they've come together at this point in time, and then they're going to depart. And so I always felt like, because if she were local, he could go back and find her. But if she's, you know, from Timbuktu or wherever. So I always felt like she was from Ohio, somewhere north, spring break, whatever.
Why would she be making fun of his accent?
My college roommate was from Ohio, and we sound wildly different.
I guess that's true.
Wildly different.
Yeah. And if he's from outside of Knoxville, like that's East Tennessee, that's, mm-hmm. yeah. You got the Smokies and kind of that whole like Appalachia region. Yeah.
Yeah. Kentucky to Tennessee is those are two different accents.
I'm convinced there is a line somewhere between Elizabethtown and Glasgow where it changes dramatically. Yep.
There's a line between Elizabethtown and Hart County where it changes dramatically.
It is Hart County.
Okay.
Yeah, Hart County was always Hart County.
I think so. Hart County, LaRue County line. For those that are listening worldwide, look on the map.
Our friend Doug is from Hart County. And we have Southern, we have country accents, whatever, Southern accents. But Doug is, he's different. It sounds different.
Yeah. Went to college with some girls from Glasgow and Barron County. And one of them in a conversation one night in a very different accent. And again, like these are just a few counties away, but it's different. Mm-hmm. Dropped britches in a sentence. She said something about britches and I lost it. Like, I didn't think anybody under the age of, like, 80 used the word britches. And this, you know, 20-something-year-old that I'm hanging out with, that was weird.
When you said britches, I immediately thought of my grandmother.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. She would say britches.
Yeah.
Go back to Lainey Wilson for just a second. She's got a song. I was on my way over here and listened to the radio, and it was called Things a Man Ought to Know.
Yeah.
You know that song? Yep. Familiar with mm-hmm. it? And as I was singing, it was kind of in the car and I was singing along with it. And I thought, it almost, in my mind, it's a country song, so it sounds like things a man ought to know. Because ought to is how I hear my grandparents say ought to. Yeah. Like they would always say, yart to do that. They would put that hard AR sound on
it. But thinking like Lainey. Her twang is a little different.
She's from Louisiana, which is, again, totally different.
There are people that have claimed that is a fake accent.
Hers?
Yes.
Interesting.
And she's like, no. They're like, there's no way that's real.
Depends on where she's from in Louisiana, because I'm going to look this up now. I gotta know. Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
Research time. There are, like, talk about a vast difference. North Carolina, especially when you get towards the coast, there are people that, like, I was doing business with, and you know how you picture in your head what someone looks like. You've never met them. You've talked to them on the phone a bunch. I had this guy pegged, and he was not that at all. I thought, this is an old guy, whatever. This dude was in, like, his early 30s, and it was just his, I mean, it's a real thick kind of, I don't even know how to pronounce it, like a just a hard talking type deal.
So Lainey Wilson is from Baskin, Louisiana. That is basically due west of Jackson, Mississippi, just a little bit south of Arkansas. I'm going to say her accent's real because
I am too.
That's some deep country. If you're further south in Louisiana, it's less southern accent, actually. The closer you get to like the Ozarks, things like that.
It is thick.
Different. Yeah, it is thick. Stick.
But I mean,
we're still talking about it, right?
Why would you fake that?
I was waiting.
Sorry, just
I was waiting.
Wow. Well, are we continuing on?
I think so.
We've determined you all are weirdos, never wore boots on the beach. Okay, that's where we picked up. Yeah, but now I'm dodging potholes in my sunburnt Silverado. Like a heartbroken desperado headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she'd love Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots.
See, that's why you don't wear boots on the beach.
So again, I still feel like she's a local.
Yeah, because
all he brought back with him,
yeah,
from where he was at.
Yeah, this is like one of those things. Like he was on the summer trip and, yeah, and met somebody local. And yeah,
plus it doesn't have to be in modern times. Not like, well, hey, give me your YouTube handle or whatever the kids say these days, and you know, give me your cell phone number.
I think it's your snap.
I think, and is that what they say?
I think it's someone not local.
Sunburnt Silverado. Is he describing the color of his truck, or is he describing the paint peel? Because it's got that. I have a farm truck that the paint's fading on the roof.
I'm going to go with faded.
Faded. Okay.
Yeah, I think
because
so.
Because all of those country songs, they're not about great trucks.
No.
They're all about beat up trucks.
We've seen some things. I've got some stories to tell.
But have you ever described a vehicle as sunburnt?
No.
That's why it works.
Yeah. It is.
A little poetic.
I've got to give credit to the songwriter on this. It is very poetic, this song. Like it kind of paints a picture. It draws you in. That's what good country music does. And one of the songwriters of this is Hardy. And he is really good at painting a picture. And there's a song out right now with Hardy and Lainey Wilson.
Yep.
Wait in the Truck.
Yeah, it's great.
Man, what a picture that paints.
That's We didn't do that song, right?
No, we haven't done that one.
Okay.
No, that's an intense song.
Yeah. We've done a lot of truck songs.
I never thought my judge
would be under the seat.
Yeah, it would come from a judge under a seat.
Yeah.
Which she's referring to a firearm.
Yeah, right? We're gonna wait. Judge. We gotta wait on that one. That's a pretty deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got a lot of lyrics to roll through.
All right. I said, let's go shoot. Yeah, I said, let's go shoot tequila. So we walked back to the beach bar. She said, don't cowboys drink whiskey, huh? So we drank bottom shelf. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. I said, girl, you've never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said, maybe I should see them for myself.
Man. And he went home with just sand in his boots.
Oh,
that's on him. That's
yeah, that is on him. I mean,
he'd been like, well, I got a sunburned Silverado over here. Let's go meet Mama. I mean, if this is truly the one.
So what are they drinking on that bottom shelf?
I bought about 9 of those the other day for that tasting.
He's East Tennessee. It's a Jack Daniels
Jack
product.
Daniels.
Yeah.
Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Yeah. They're drinking cheap Jack.
Kenny, you lived in East Tennessee at one time.
I lived in Knoxville.
Right.
Yeah. In a small town hidden by dogwoods.
Is this for real?
No.
Is this talking about you?
Did you drive a sunburnt Silverado?
No.
What were you driving at the time in East Tennessee?
I had a truck when I first moved to Knoxville.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Oh. So, but I don't think it qualified.
With the locals.
It was a Toyota. I don't think it would make it into a country song. So
it had like
age
spots. What it had. It was rust.
Bought
no sunburnt.
I bought an Isuzu Axiom SUV there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Those actually weren't bad.
I liked it a lot.
Similar to the Honda Passports.
Yep.
They're on the same platform. Did,
car parts! Oh, I love car parts!
So, the Maserati you drive now, is that your first vehicle with lighted door handles?
Not a Maserati.
Well, basically, yes.
It's an alpha. What kind of console is in it?
Needing me, David Hasselhoff.
They say Eastern Tennessee in this song, which normally I feel like you say East Tennessee.
Yeah.
You don't normally have the urn involved.
Yeah.
Now, in Kentucky, we say Western Kentucky. We wouldn't say West Kentucky normally, right? Western Kentucky is the primary.
Yep.
Do we normally say Eastern Kentucky as well, though?
Yes. Right? Yeah, but maybe that's because of universities, because it's East Tennessee State, right? Not Eastern Tennessee State.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah. So does that make the difference?
East Tennessee.
Which came first, the university or the saying?
I don't know. Because, you know, here we have Western and Eastern Kentucky universities.
Yeah.
Look it up.
So
My wife, when we moved to Missouri, she was still in college. So she was finishing out her degree out there. And so a few years have passed. We've moved back to Kentucky. And somebody asked her, where did you graduate from? And she could not remember the name of the university that she graduated from. Now, I knew it, but she could not remember.
They don't cover that on the exit exam?
No, she was like, she went like, it was like watching someone going to say something and then realizing they've got nothing. There's no words coming out. So she just went, yeah. And then her brain just froze. And I was like, are you kidding me? And it's Western Missouri is where she graduated from. Home of the Griffins.
Oh, interesting. Peter and Lois. And
no, Stewie and the old lion. And Lake. The half lion, half eagle.
Yeah.
So, St. Joe, Missouri.
St.
Jesse James.
The girl?
The
guy that
the guy. People. The guy. Oh. Yeah.
I want to know. He said, let's shoot tequila. Wouldn't tequila be more expensive than bottom shelf whiskey?
Well, but he's trying to adapt to his environment. And, you know, he's already got one strike because he's got his boots on the beach. So now he's like, well, I guess what are they doing?
I'm glad you finally acknowledged that was a strike.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, the growth. The
locals are like, I've never seen something like this.
Yeah, in one episode.
Yeah. You know, whatever. Just saying, you haven't lived unless you have been in no shirt, cut off jean shorts, and boots on the beach. Bad tan lines, but we'll get to that later.
Do you think he went bottom shelf whiskey because he knew that she wouldn't know good whiskey?
No, I think they're young.
Yeah, he's got a sunburned Silverado.
Yeah,
he didn't have a lot of money.
Wasn't like he was drinking Patron or whatever type of good tequila is out there now.
They get to that last part where you're talking about the sky, and there is something different about being out in the country looking at.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
Like when you're in the city, it's like, I don't know. It is cool to be out in the country.
Light pollution.
Yeah. Light pollution and
All right. Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, but now I'm dodging potholes in my sunburnt Silverado. Like a heartbroken desperado headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she'd love Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots.
Kenny has a question.
Yes. No, I don't know. Something about the way she kissed me told me that she'd like it in East Tennessee. I don't know. I feel like there's a joke there, and it probably has to do with teeth or the lack thereof.
I didn't think about that.
You kind of kiss me like my sister. You ever been to Eastern Tennessee?
Who's your pa and ma?
I mean,
maybe that's worth while she's asking where he's from.
Our kid's gonna have a third arm.
Because she's from there. Yeah.
We could be cousins, fingers crossed.
She says, where are you from? And when he says he's she's like, oh, there's a chance we's related.
So does everyone
know how hot is she?
Mom or dad's side.
Well, we're technically second cousins.
Hey, that's a game on.
So
God. Lyrics and Laughs does not endorse dating your second cousin.
Unless she's
let's blanket that. Lyrics and Laughs does not endorse anything Eric promotes and talks about.
Well
yeah.
Not even the lyrics to our songs, apparently.
All right, we got more lyrics?
Do we? I said, meet me in the morning, and she told me I was crazy. Yeah, but I still thought that maybe she'd show up. But now I'm dodging potholes in my sunburnt Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she'd love Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. Okay, I'm looking at this song way different now. He didn't even go check on her. She's been murdered.
There it is.
We're back.
We are officially back.
Maybe he's one of them Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde types. Maybe that's why sand's in his boots.
Oh.
He did the murdering.
Yep.
It never occurred to me. Why wouldn't you go check?
Yeah, like
a knock on the door.
Yeah.
Maybe she overslept.
There's a number of reasons.
How crazy is that? Think of that. I mean, she wanted to go back to East Tennessee.
She said, I'm going to see it for myself.
And she overslept, left her phone on silent. Alarm went off, didn't hear it.
And
he never checked.
Here's how this all went down, guys.
It's on him.
Here's how this went down. It was a time zone issue.
She's from Ohio.
She's a local.
Yeah, she's local.
But she's from Orange Beach. Because I think when you cross the line, it's Central Time in Orange Beach.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
But East Tennessee would be Eastern Time.
We're on the panhandle.
The accent part is what keeps sticking in my crawl. She's saying she notices his accent. Now, she could still be from the South and being like, you've got a different kind of, you know, we've already discussed North Carolina sounds different. I just have to think she is from the North. She doesn't have a Southern accent. If you're from the South, you don't.
But I don't know. Isn't there an area like Florida, girls don't have a.
She's a local.
They don't have a Southern accent.
She's from Ohio originally.
Okay. I don't think I'm giving that.
The family moved down to the coast.
Okay.
Yeah. They started some business there.
Dad's in IT and got a job as a software guy. They were living in a campground. They have a campground.
That's a lot of four stars.
I love the time zone theory, though.
Yep.
Right. Time zone is.
But yeah, she is from the Central Time Zone, and they were in the Central Time Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, help me out. What time zone is Panama City?
Panama City
on?
Central.
It's Central Time Zone.
Yep.
Yep. And when he said, meet me at 8, she showed up at 7.
Wow, that is even more heartbreaking.
He wasn't there. She gave up.
Dude, that's a country song.
Or it's opposite, where he said, meet me at 8. Well, he left at 8:30. Her 8 o'clock is really his 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Dude, the time zone concept, this is a country song.
She's ticked off because he didn't show up.
Yeah. I'm not joking.
That's the response song to this.
Now he's not looking for her. She's not looking for him.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah. So she's singing about, you know, I was going to leave for East Tennessee, but
he wasn't there. I bet that song is out there somewhere.
All right. I figured it out. She's from Orlando. Okay. She still has a spring break.
She wants
to go to the beach. So they all met in Panama City.
Okay.
Because we used to go to... I knew a girl from Orlando back when I was growing up because we would always be in Siesta Key Beach together.
Does she kiss and like she'd like she East Tennessee?
She did not have an accent.
Yes.
And she was my third cousin.
She can't be from SEC country. That's my point.
Okay.
And Florida, which would be the University of Florida, which is in Tallahassee?
Gainesville.
Florida that State's is not Tallahassee. That south.
Or right. Miami University.
That's not SEC, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
SEC country is Florida is the most southern, right?
But I think Orlando, Fort Myers, that makes sense for Panama City.
I'm okay.
You're coming up to the Gulf. Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. I'm fine with that. I just don't think she's from that region. Now, let's get back to this time zone concept. I think this is a brilliant country song.
Well, thank you.
Seriously.
That's what I'm here for.
Because.
I'm about to widen my door.
Because when you live in this area of the country, like we do especially, time zones matter. We've talked about this before. Slow time, fast time. Dude, that's a country zone.
Listen, I appreciate the praise. And anytime something I say is referred to as brilliant, that's great. But I just feel like we need, I don't know, some expert insight on this. Like if Luke Bryan thinks this is solid, that would be... Is Luke around? Have you seen him?
Woo, Kenny, you need to shake it for me. Oh, boy, man.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Kenny, you just wrote a country song, my friend.
I think what you're referring to is Kenny. He just smoked it.
Hey, Kenny?
Yeah?
Did you smoke it? Kenny, did you smoke it?
Is it down?
Kenny, is it down?
Is it down?
I think it's down.
It's down.
That's a country song about right.
Write it down because Kenny just smoked it.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
And let me tell you something. As a guy who owns a house in Panama City.
Oh, yeah?
You do?
I do.
For real?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. You guys are invited.
That sounded like you didn't mean it.
What?
All right. Well, no, you mean you sent the PJ after us.
Yeah. What's the PJ?
Private jet.
Oh, man, I sold that.
No, you didn't. You got two of them.
Daggone it.
Just send one of them. We don't even need both of them. We'll all ride together.
They're both busy.
What are they doing? Like they're on smoke breaks or?
Yeah. Well, it's like
It's private. He can't tell
us.
Yeah,
my buddy.
Being repainted, they got sunburned.
Yeah, my buddy Morgan Wallen, he's been using it. He got sand all up in that, and it's a mess. It's a mess.
That's all right. We'll run the Hoover over there.
Did you tell him it wasn't U-proof?
It's exactly. Listen, my buddy Greg over here. Kenny didn't even get that joke. That's a Morgan Wallen song. U-proof.
Yeah, got nothing.
But listen, the time zone, Kenny. I need y'all to write that for me, okay? Just type that into the chat AI. It'll pop out a country song.
That's what we're gonna do. That's exactly what we're gonna do. Oh man, we all just lost tomorrow, didn't we? I mean, you're going to be sitting around watching Yellowstone. We're going to be using OpenAI to write this song.
Yellowstone's going to be put off to Friday because I want to be there for this.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Y'all do that. And that's a hit single if I've ever heard. We'll be back in touch soon.
You know what song we're covering next week? The one no one's heard of. The song we're writing this week. We're covering the AI song.
Oh my God. That's a brilliant idea.
That would be maybe just a podcast first.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want no country AI on my farm.
I love this. Boys, I'm going to head out. Oh my gosh, the AI song is genius.
We should clarify we're talking about open artificial intelligence because AI could mean something very different to country music listeners.
Like what else?
It's cute you think country music listeners are listening to this podcast.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Like, things happen on farms, right?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm seriously going. What?
What?
I'm going to.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm going to lose so much time trying to figure out a country song.
Maybe we're not leaving here tonight.
Yeah, we've got to figure this out.
It's a good thing we opened that bottle.
Yep.
That's a big bottle.
Okay.
Bottom shelf.
We haven't talked. I feel like we've got to talk about, Morgan Wallen did have an incident where he was canceled.
He was canceled.
He did something that he shouldn't.
Like, that's the only reason I've even heard of him.
Yeah. He had a preseason cancellation.
He did. He was arrested.
Light cancellation. And then they had a cancellation.
Yeah. And it happened at a time when he released this double album, which this song is on. And it was coincided with COVID-19, I believe. Like, all this was happening at the same time in this album.
Had he been on SNL right beforehand or right after?
He did not go on SNL that first time because... It was COVID stuff, and he
showed at a bar in Tallahassee, right?
Yeah, he was caught partying somewhere.
Yeah, in Tallahassee.
Basically, I can't remember where it was. Somewhere south,
or Birmingham, yeah.
So he was at a COVID party.
Yes.
Okay.
And so he wasn't allowed to be on SNL, and then I think eventually he did make it on SNL.
Okay.
And they kind of made a
sketch. They had some fun with that.
Yeah,
right?
They made a joke about it, and then he got canceled for a while.
Okay.
But it seems like he's kind of. Made his amends, trying to do better. Good for him. It's all we can do, right?
There you go. Yeah.
I know the women like him.
That mullet boy.
Man.
That draws the women.
Those ladies love Morgan Wallen.
Eric, how do you love him?
I wouldn't kick him out of my bed for getting sanded, and I'll tell you that.
I think that's a perfect
note. Well, we're roommates. We just, every now and then we...
I think that's a perfect note to ask the question.
So yeah, I don't know. I just wish Luke would let us on his PJ, but whatever. Yes. Oh, that's my question. Sorry. Yes. Now reading is what I was waiting for. Kenny, obviously.
I'm not going
to
do this again.
Obviously, we're 103 episodes in. You're a closet country music fan. Why don't you just walk on out that closet and tell us how you really feel?
I still don't like it, and I am getting more and more uncomfortable.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds like a win.
That's technically a win, I think.
I mean, Chat AI is writing a country song right now.
Oh my gosh. No. This is going to be incredible.
All right. I thought you'd normally say goodnight, Faraday, before I do the outro.
Do I say it now?
I think you say it now.
No, it happens randomly.
Goodnight, Faraday.
Okay, thanks. Subscribe and rate our podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to like and follow our Facebook and Instagram accounts.
Good night, Faraday.
LyricsLastPod.com is also a great resource for podcast information and videos of your favorite songs.
Good night, Faraday.
And don't miss our Lyrics and Laughs country music playlist on Spotify. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time for episode number 104 of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast.
Exit me, David Hasselhoff.
I need you to write a country song about